Hi, everyone. I'm Greg Lambert, and this is Jackson Walker Fast Takes. On Monday, November 8th, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the USCBP, began allowing fully vaccinated travelers to enter the United States after banning travel from various countries since March of 2020. To do so, the Biden administration implemented a new vaccine policy. So I asked Jackson Walker immigration attorney Seng Shin to come back onto the show to talk about what changes the Biden administration's made on ending the COVID-19 travel ban and how these changes in policy affect travel and immigration. Seng, welcome back to the show.
Greg, it's been a while. Good to see you.
Can you quickly remind us on what some of those previous bans were?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the previous administration did a lot to ensure that there were no travelers from certain countries. As COVID spiked in certain countries, they would shut down. So early on in the Trump administration and back in March 2020, maybe even before, he banned travel from China. That's where COVID was, where it was first discovered. So President Trump did that. And then over time, as different countries spiked, you started to see country-specific bans. So you had ban in China, India, almost all of Europe, UK, Ireland, the Schengen areas, South Africa, Brazil. And so those were country specific. And the rule was if you were physically present there within the last 14 days, physically present, that you would not be able to travel to the United States unless there was a certain national interest exception. Now, a lot of the Asian countries, other Asian countries were fine, but those specific countries where there were high levels, low vaccination rates, they weren't allowing to come in. Also, travel from Mexico and Canada through the land borders was actually closed for non-essential travel. It was very country-specific, kind of all over the place. You kind of needed to know exactly where you stood on that ban.
Can you fill us in now on the recent changes put into effect by the current administration, the Biden administration?
Absolutely. So I think what the intention is to make a very consistent global international travel plan. And I think the Biden administration has been liaising with their counterparts in different countries to ensure that there is a way of ensuring that people can safely come to the United States. And so instead of making it country specific, he's removed those travel bans and he's made it consistent across the board. So if you're coming from anywhere around the world now, and specifically if you are a non-citizen, non-immigrant or temporary visa holder, then you are now required to have a COVID vaccination and a negative COVID test within a certain period of time. And let me just kind of delve into that a little bit more. So when I talk about fully vaccinated, obviously there are certain vaccinations that are acceptable that are not acceptable, right? Fully vaccinated is also defined as 2 weeks after your second dose, if you have something like Pfizer or Moderna, or 2 weeks after your one dose, which is kind of like a Johnson & Johnson. Right. So that's kind of the baseline. So they'll ask for a card, they'll look at that, and make sure that the two-week time period has lapsed. Also, obviously, the FDA has approved, you know, Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson in the United States. But other countries have different vaccinations. So they're looking towards the World Health Organization to also provide guidance on which other vaccinations are acceptable. And so there's AstraZeneca, Sinopharm, Sinovac, Covaxin, which these are very important vaccinations because they come from some of the countries that have the highest level of travel into the United States. So there are certain vaccinations that are blessed and certain ones that are not, which is going to, I think, create some confusion over time. And hopefully more vaccinations are going to be authorized and blessed in the future. So in addition to that fully vaccinated status, you would have to have a negative COVID test still 3 days prior to entry into the United States. So any individual, even if you're a U.S. citizen, a lawful permanent resident, if you traveled internationally, you had to have a negative COVID test within 3 days of travel into the United States. The Biden administration has kind of heightened that a little bit. So the rule is you have to have a vaccination and you have to have at least a negative COVID test within 3 days of travel into the United States. Obviously, there are going to be some exemptions, but they are very limited in scope. So there are some exemptions, for example, for children that are under the age of 18, where across the world, there are certain vaccinations that are not authorized for children, right? So that's an exception. Also, any individual that's kind of in a clinical trial participant or they have medical contraindications. For example, I had a client who was going through fertility treatments, and their doctor specifically said not to get vaccinated. Also, any emergency humanitarian reasons for not getting the vaccinations, they'll provide an exemption there. And then finally, if the country you're coming from doesn't have readily accessible vaccination, or they don't have access to vaccinations, or access to vaccinations that are pre-authorized or blessed, there will be exceptions there that are granted as well, case by case, to enter the United States. But when you enter, you will still have to sign some sort of affidavit to show if you're going to stay over 60 days that you'll get vaccinated. So that's kind of the new requirement. So far, in the last 2 days, we haven't heard any major hiccups, but over time, I do see some things changing.
Any difference between entering via land borders and air travel?
Great question. So the land border really obviously applies to Mexico and Canada. Right. So what was happening before for Mexico and Canada was they were differentiating between essential and non-essential travel. Essential means travel for work or urgent medical reasons, some of the reasons that I listed earlier. So you're able to come into the United States for those reasons. By air from Canada or Mexico, they were allowing for essential and non-essential travel for the most part. But only by border or land border crossing were they really, really enforcing that if you're coming for non-essential travel, that you would not be able to enter the United States. So now they've removed that. So if you're coming for tourism purposes or business certain business purposes, you are able to enter as long as you meet those requirements. I saw that there's a caveat for land border. You're not going to need a negative COVID test, but I've been advising clients, belt and suspenders, just go ahead and get your
better
vaccination.
Safe than sorry.
But yeah, absolutely. Always better safe than sorry.
Well, Seng Shin, thank you very much for taking the time to come back in and talk to us about this. I'm sure we'll have you back again.
Yeah, I'm sure this is going to evolve over time, and I'm hoping that people start to get the rules. But underlying baseline, I just want to add one more thing, a couple of things. Number one, regardless, remember, if you are a U.S. citizen, lawful permanent resident, or the subject of our topic today, which were some of the temporary visa holders, the administration is going towards vaccinations and negative COVID tests prior to entering the United States. For U.S. citizens and lawful permanent residents, if you choose not to be vaccinated, then you must receive a negative COVID test one day prior to entering the United States. So it is heightened if you decide not to be vaccinated. And just another point is that green cards, to get a green card now, the administration is requiring you to have a vaccination with certain exceptions to get a green card now.
Well, there's definitely a lot going on this topic. So in addition to this podcast, Seng, you've also written an article laying out more details on the new rules for entry into the United States. And you can find that at jw.com/news. Hey, Seng, thanks again for taking the time to talk with me.
Thanks, Greg.
For more information on this and other JW podcasts and webinars, visit jw.com/fast. The music is by Eve Searles. This podcast is made available by Jackson Walker for informational purposes only, does not constitute legal advice, and is not a substitute for legal advice from a qualified counsel. Your use of this podcast does not create an attorney-client relationship between you and Jackson Walker. The facts and results of each case will vary, and no particular result can be guaranteed. Thanks for listening.